the final and most important piece of your recruiting framework. This is the Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 178. Happy New Year and welcome to the longest running podcast on recruiting and athletic scholarships. I'm John Kugler, your host, also an athletic scholarship coach and a dad of two scholarship athletes. I'm also the CEO of Recruit Me, a podcaster, author, and speaker. And our sponsor of this edition of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast is the Athletic Scholarship Playbook, a complete college recruiting roadmap for high school athletes and parents. It's available on Amazon, of course, and you can get it in paperback, Kindle, or also the Audible audiobook. Go to Amazon, pick it up. I wrote this 2 years ago, and I think you find it helpful, as hundreds, even thousands of families have at this point. Well, I've lost my voice. Kind of, but I think I'm going to make it through this, and there's a story behind that. Meanwhile, let me ask what you got for Christmas. I bet you there are a lot of footballs, basketballs, baseballs, and equipment that were given away this Christmas. Gift cards to sporting goods stores, gift cards to Amazon that have already been spent on new equipment, and all of that. So, you know, if we look better and we have better tools, we're going to play better, right? We're going to compete better. Well, at least we'll feel better about it, but it all comes from the inside, not from the outside. It's not the equipment you have. It's not the uniforms you wear and that type of thing. I mean, it helps a little bit, but man, we're about developing on the inside, the talent that shows itself as a scholarship athlete. Well, for Christmas, I got the same thing LeBron James got this year on Christmas Day. Yeah. Disabling injury. Playing basketball. Yeah, he and I had basketball injury. You know, he stormed the lane, went up, and came crashing down. And I kind of just moved to the right a little bit, and I came crashing down. He hit the ground hard. I hit the ground hard. He really damaged his groin. So did I. I tore a groin muscle that was absolutely a killer. His was more dramatic than mine, I think. He was moving a lot faster. I was just playing with our kids and grandkids. They threw me a pass under the basket. You know, one of those portable baskets, you know, big base that you can sit in the driveway. Well, yeah, I tripped over the base. I actually just fell over it, landed on my hip on the base, rolled over, and hit the street, which was like a gravel street, and hit my head, and my leg got twisted, and I was just laying there. I could feel pain everywhere from bleeding, you know, my head's bleeding and all that, and I'm just laying in the street, and everybody comes rushing around. Turns out the head wasn't the problem, although you may think it is at the end of this episode, but I tore the inner part of my groin muscle, and I actually got around in an office chair that my kids had. We were down in Florida with them, and I wheeled around the house because I could not get up. Could not get up. Somebody finally brought a walker over, so I felt like I was my dad, and I just managed to get around on my walker. I was supporting everything on my arms. I didn't know how to get this episode done, and here it is, New Year's Eve. It's Tuesday. I promise every Tuesday I can get one out, so I'm recording it on Tuesday. And I have been feeling a little bit better. The studio is upstairs. I could not climb up or down or anything until today. So I went backwards up the stairs, and here I am in my studio seat, bringing you the last episode of 2019, first episode of 2020 of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. Now, I don't know whether you care, but that's what happened. Oh, but I'm here. Anyway, I'm on some stuff that... By the end of the day, I lose my voice. I'm okay in the morning, but I lose my voice. In this episode, we're talking about that last piece of your recruiting framework, the most important piece, and that piece is a plan of action. In the past few weeks, we've been going over, this is a full series that concludes today. And send us into 2020. It's perfect. And we talked about the recruiting framework and why we need one. We talked about the fact that it keeps you inside the court or on the track. It helps you stay on course. It helps you stay accountable. We need accountability. It focuses you rather than you wandering off and just trying new things. It increases your intensity. Most importantly, it creates success. It protects you from wasting time and money, prevents you from failure. So that's what this framework does. I'm going to take a sip of water, and I'm not going to edit this. This is kind of live. Okay, there we go. I sound better. recruiting framework, we talked about one of the things you need to have is a vision or goals. That's the top piece of the framework. The bottom piece is talent. You can't get away from that. I mean, you got to be able to compete at the next level. So vision, goals at the top, talent at the bottom, at the base. If you don't have talent, everything's going to fall out the bottom. If you don't have vision and goals, you're not going to get upward. And then there's two lanes you want to run in between. The lines in these lanes, on the right side, last week we talked about values. And this week we're talking about plan of action. I encourage you to go back and listen to the previous episodes if you can. So your plan of action, it's good to have talent. It's good to have vision and goals, good to have values. But I tell you, coaches are not going to come running to you. You have got a plan of action to go after them. You got to do it. You got to have a plan of action to go after them. One important thing that I want to make here is that you have to have a written plan. I talked about this when we discussed vision and goals, that when they're written, when your goals are written, the success rate is exponential over just having them in your head or just talking about it. So you got to write things down. A pen and paper are your best friends in the whole recruiting process. I guarantee you that. You got to stay organized. You got to have a written plan. A written plan. So let's go over some of these. Oh, by the way, I am putting together, I've had inquiries about this, the recruiting planner, the Recruit Me planner and journal, where we'll be able to help you. I'll tell you more about this later, but this is that written plan that I'm talking to you about. It's one place where you can keep all the plans, all the strategies, all your goals, all your history in there of your whole recruiting process. I'm pretty excited about this. I've seen the latest proof of it. Got to make a few more changes, and then I send it off and get the final demo of it, you could call it, and see it, and then it'll be out in January. Going to get this thing out and make it available to you. But let's talk about what you need in this plan, okay? And this is really the key. That if you have these things set, if you have these things put together in an organized way, you're going to find yourself making progress every week, every month. You're going to come to the end of, say, a quarter and go, wow, I really made a lot of progress. And you'll be able to look back and see that. But having this written. So here's what I want you to include in your written plan. Yeah, I want you to have an annual calendar. So get a calendar out and start writing in there some of the key dates, the key milestones, the key deadlines that you have for the year. Let's say you're going on a school visit trip. Put the school in there. If you've got SATs coming up, I mentioned this in one of our past episodes, but this must be part of your calendar. Put it out 2 years if you can, and project even further. So this is just a big 40,000-foot view of your plan. It's your annual calendar. These are key dates, and continue to fill this in as other dates come into existence for you. Then you want to go a little bit smaller, and you want to have a monthly calendar. This will be more detailed than your annual calendar, and you'll be able to update this each month, start it each month and fill it out for that month, and maybe the following 2 or 3 months if you know the information on that. So a monthly calendar. So you're focusing in, you're getting down to more of ground level, where rubber meets the road. Okay, so the calendar is really important. Get that written out so you can take a look at it. Everybody in the family can see that who's involved in the recruiting process. It's all in one place, and you know what the expectations are, where you have to be when, and what you'll be doing, certain dates and certain times. I can't overemphasize the importance of this. And then we're going to talk about goals. Getting these goals written out. what are your annual goals? And then what are your monthly goals? And on your monthly goals, have a sheet where you've got, say, 3 months worth on a sheet. So you divide it in the sheet into thirds. There's month one, two, three, January, February, March. What are your goals in January? Maybe one or two goals. You don't have to have that many. You want to record the results at the end of the month. You have goals at the beginning of the month. How'd you do on those at the end of the month? So you know how far along, where you had success, where you need to reset and go after it again, perhaps include it in the next month. I might even say you could have quarterly goals. You know, you got annual goals, monthly goals, even quarterly goals. So you have a medium-sized picture. So you're shooting annually, pulling it back to quarterly, and then most importantly, pulling it back to monthly. That monthly cycle is really, really key here. And then this is getting down to ground zero. This is where we're going to be with your weekly goals and your weekly plan. You need to have a weekly plan. This is where you're going to get things done. And I'm telling you, have one sheet, which is your weekly plan. I hope I can maybe put this just verbally explain what this needs to look like. First of all, right at the top of the sheet, you need to put the week that it is. And then what are 1 to 3 actions that you'll take this week to reach your monthly goals? What are 1 to 3 actions that you'll take to reach your monthly goals or your annual goals? Secondly, once you've done that, you can come back, look at it every day, act on those things, check them off as you've taken those actions, and then at the end of the week, just kind of look back and say, yeah, okay, here are the actions that I took, and record those. If you've had some success in taking action, it's like crossing that off the list. We love to do that. So cross that off the list. You took that action. You took that. That's accomplishment. That's progress. And then underneath that, record a success that you had that week, whether it be in recruiting, whether it be in athletics, whether it be academics. What is a success you've had? Hopefully in the recruiting and scholarship area, but what is a success you've had that week? Doesn't have to be huge, but you need to know that you're a winner and you're going to win at something almost every week. So record a success. Then underneath that, record a setback. You know, be realistic. You take a realistic view of this. Where did you not achieve where you wanted to? And again, that could be academic, athletic, and especially in the recruiting area. And then under that, and this is really important, you want to record something that you learned that week. What did you learn in the recruiting process that will set you forward, that will help you? And that what you learned could be anything from a conversation you had with a coach that you could have done better. It may be something that somebody taught you about your sport and competing. It may be something specific about recruiting that you learned that, man, this is great and I need to continue to apply that. So something that you learned. And then finally, what are 1 to 3 actions that you'll take next week based on what you've done this week and what you know is ahead next week? So at the end of the week, you want to record a success, or actions that you've taken, a success, a setback, something that you've learned, and then 1 to 3 actions you'll take next week. So you take those 1 to 3 actions that you're thinking about next week when you come back to your next planning page, you already have your 1 to 3 actions. Yeah, you can change them up if you want, but you've already got something to start with as you head into the week. Creates momentum. So while you have momentum going at the end of the week, push it forward to the next week. So you're starting up. You have some movement and you have your actions that you need to take towards your goals. Always take a look at your goals. Actions need to lead towards achieving the goals. So that's the important thing. When I talk about a plan of actions, you can see this is a plan of action. You got to have it. You got to have it written down. Now you're going to have some supporting documents that will help you out that I recommend that you keep, some record keeping that will is a repository for certain actions that you are taking, certain relationships you have, like you want to keep a school prospect list, keep a running list. Want to keep questions that you have for coaches and their answers. Questions and answers. You want to log a communication record. You even want to have a scouting report for every school that you're interacting with. And there are things you can put in there so you can really, they're not only scouting you, but you're scouting them, and you want to evaluate their program, their school, their coaches, their team. So you want to scout them out, and you want to keep a running record of that throughout the whole process. All your coach interactions, those must be recorded. If you can't do it while you're, say, on the phone, then write a summary afterwards. When you go to campus, you got to record, keep a log of those. Keep a log of it. You're not going to remember all this, so that's why writing it down is so key. And finally, the big deal, and you can find this in the playbook, is that report card for every single school. That as you narrow it down to the final, say, final five schools, there are variables that you want to grade the school on, A through F. And so you can take a look at this and compare the grades of each school and program, and you'll be surprised. You'll be able to see pretty clearly which programs are really rising to the top. Man, that is a lot. I've gone 16 minutes, but I crammed a lot in here. Go back and listen again. Ask me any questions that you might have. The planner that I've have developed and is about ready to be released has all the pages in here that you'll need for to record and execute your plan, to keep all the records that you need. It's all going to be in one place. I'm pretty excited about this. So this comes out as a companion to the Athletic Scholarship Playbook, coming out in January. But you can start working on it now. Everything that I've told you, you can start working on right now. And since it is January, I want you to be able to execute and do it well. Plan and execute. As we get into this year, I'll talk more about in January. We'll have a series on executing your plan. That is that's going to be key. And I'll take these areas that I've talked about and specifically talk about getting that plan recorded correctly and the best way possible, and then executing that plan, how to have that relationship between your plan and your actions. Something on paper isn't going to get the job done. It's what you do with what's on the paper. We're going to have a series on executing your plan. Well, that's it for now. I do wish you a happy new year. God bless you. I hope 2020 is good for you. You can be praying for me as I recover here, feeling much better today than I did even yesterday. And we got this episode in, and I'm glad I did. I've been thinking about this episode for a long time, and I really didn't want to miss recording it. So take care. Again, Happy New Year.